He's had three courses of chemotherapy, and essentially, as I say, very early on, the chemotherapy had quite a massive effect on his tumour, and it's reducing all the time. I believe now, at this current moment in time, it's reduced from about 5 centimetres diameter to 3 centimetres diameter. So essentially, it's certainly doing the trick.
So what is it that needs to happen now?
So as part of Matthew's treatment plan, Matthew's going to be going to America, is going to Oklahoma, to the Procure Center, for essentially around 9-10 weeks of radiotherapy. It's a special type of radiotherapy called proton beam.
Can you just explain to me, Neil, how it's come about that Matthew is getting treatment funded by the NHS out in the US?
Well, certainly, the NHS initially suggested the fact that Matthew was a candidate for proton beam very early on, and then essentially, it was confirmed very recently that that would be the case. The reason why Matthew is a candidate is because of his age. He's just 10 years old. He's the condition is on his face, under his mouth, essentially, and around his sort of nostril area. So essentially, That means that is an area that's very difficult to operate on. So it's really important that he has this treatment, and this particular treatment as well is a lot better and from what I understand, less damaging than your traditional radiotherapy. So it was really important that we got the proton beam, and we're very thankful to the NHS for that.
As a family, I believe you're all hoping that you'll be there as well.
So we thought it was very important to go as a family. So there's 5 of us in total. So yes, we're all going to be jetting off to Oklahoma to stay strong together as a family throughout that 2 to 3 month period.
And I believe that you and your wife, Jo, you've got the funding from the NHS to go with Matthew, but you've got 2 other children as well. And that's where some local help has come in to make sure that you can all be together.
Yeah, so essentially we need to fund for our smaller children, of which there are 2. And yes, we've had some help locally, which has been absolutely fantastic. A number of events taking place, including last weekend, Soapy Santa Car Wash, which went extremely well. And we're fortunate, living in the village of Blakedown, that a number of other people have been rallying around as well and doing a fantastic job to try to help us raise the money that we need to sustain ourselves for the time out in the States.